Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
When you are giving your best friend advice on how to parent, you better handle it really super delicately. Really delicately. And in this email, if you got something going on in your life, hit us up at theburtshow.com. Her friend's toddler is just out of hand and she wants to intervene and try to help out. But how?
Hey, Burt Show. I'm looking for advice, especially from the mamas. I am in the stage of life where all of my friends and I are starting our families and have little kids, which is so fun. We all have slightly different parenting styles, which we discuss along with the ways we discipline, etc., but I generally would never try to tell another mom how to parent unless they ask my advice. However, I have a friend, we'll call her Emily, who has a little boy, who we'll call Spencer, who is out of control. He's only two. So some disobedience is to be expected. But he just refuses to listen, and she gets too embarrassed to discipline in public. I only have a six-month-old, so I feel like I really can't weigh in, but it gets so bad that it's embarrassing to be out with her and her kid. Example, we went to get dinner recently, then went over to a nearby park afterwards, and we each had our kid. Mine's too small to play, so I just held him, but Spencer was playing and made a new friend with a kid on the playground. The new kid's parents eventually said it's time to go, and they walked towards their car, and Spencer followed them. I noticed he was getting far away from us and let Emily know, and she stood up and just yelled, "Spencer, come back." He said, "No." And she just stood there and repeated herself, "Spencer, come back." And he said, "No" again. He kept walking. Eventually, the parent of this other little kid started walking Spencer back to us while Emily just stood there watching the other mom go out of her way to walk Spencer back. I asked Emily if she needed me to go get Spencer for her. I'm literally holding my own baby, so my hands weren't exactly free, but I felt so bad and embarrassed that she was making this stranger walk her child back. Emily was like, "No, it's okay. I'll go get him if I need to." I thought to myself, you kind of need to go get him right now. I feel like it's not my place to correct our parenting, but what if these strangers weren't so nice and just snatched Spencer up and kidnapped him? Also, I felt like expecting this other mom to help corral your kid for you is pretty rude. I don't want to lose this friendship by interfering in her parenting, and I'm not sure if it's my place since I don't have a two-year-old yet. So I don't know what it's truly like to discipline one. Godspeed. But I also feel so uncomfortable as she lets them run wild at parks and restaurants, etc. when we're out. Thoughts, sincerely, new mama.
I wouldn't even know how you would begin to approach a conversation like that.
I have an idea. Don't.
I wouldn't say a thing.
Nothing.
Cass?
I wouldn't either. Unless the kid's in danger.
Yeah.
Like immediate danger, or they're doing something that could be dangerous. It's hard. I mean, I've got mom friends who raise their kids very differently in ways that I feel very strongly against. But I have to say, like, if the kid's not in immediate danger, like, you must have done your research. This is your kid, your life.
I also think here that, you know, she has a six-month-old, but she hasn't had to deal with a two-year-old, and specifically this two-year-old.
They're very different.
Very, very different. So, you know, if somebody was going to give me advice on how to parent my teen that only had a seven-year-old, I'd say,
just wait.
Yeah, just wait. I mean, you think you know the blueprint until you're actually there, you know?
As mothers, like, is it if somebody approached you in a way where I guess they felt like it was a reasonable way to approach you and try to give you advice on it, how would y'all take it?
Oh, it would not go over well.
Mm. There's no way, right?
No, there is no way. And even my closest friends, like my best friends, my husband and I have different parenting styles, and that's hard enough as it is. and my friends, we all have different parenting styles. And I don't get to talk to them every day. I'm not living in their home. I don't know what their home life is. I don't know what the pediatrician said at the last appointment and what the kid might be dealing with, if there is some maybe spectrum issues or ADHD. I mean, who knows? There are so many what-ifs out there. So it's, you have to take yourself out of your position. And like, I'm in a position of privilege. I have a husband that gets to stay at home with our child. So he can do all this research into like nutrition and other stuff. And he has the time to put that. I have a mom who is a single mom of five. She can't, like, she doesn't have that privilege. So of course, things are going to be different in her household than in mine, right? And it's not to say one is better or one is right or one is wrong. They're just different. So toddlers are hard to wrangle, and they are those minds are growing and expanding so rapidly. They don't understand things. The tantrums that are like, oh my God, Jimmy and I were taking a shower, and I, Cassie, had the audacity to put Bluey's slide to slide into a cup because I thought it would be fun for Bluey. Jimmy lost his mind. How dare I put the slide in the red cup for Bluey to make it fun? So that's the, like, until you're in it, you don't really understand and know. So my mama advice is keep your trap shut.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be open to advice because I just like to have all angles, but I'm probably not going to take it. I probably won't take it. So in this case, yeah, your mom friend should have gone over and gotten her kid. Kid's not in danger. Don't say anything. Once the kid's in danger, then you speak up.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.